2 Kings chapter 11. And when Athaliah the mother of Ahaziah saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal children. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons who were killed, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. And he was hidden from her in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah 6 years. And Athaliah reigned over the land. And the 7th year of Jehu king of Israel, 3239 AH 803 BC, Jehoiada the priest sent and called for the rulers over hundreds, with the captains and the guard, and brought them to himself into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath, Saturday, shall keep watch over the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall you keep the watch of the house, that it not be broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, Saturday, even they shall keep the watch of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah about the king. And you shall surround the king, every man with his weapons in his hand, and anyone who comes near the king, let him be killed. And be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." And the captains over the hundreds did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And every man took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath, Saturday, with those who should go out on the Sabbath, Saturday, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And to the captains over hundreds the priest gave King David's spears and shields, that were in the temple of the Lord Jehovah. And the guard stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king, and anointed him. And they clapped their hands, and said, "God save the king." And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord Jehovah. And when she looked, the king stood by a pillar, as the custom was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah tore her clothes, and cried, "Treason, treason!" But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the host army, and said to them, "Take her forth outside the temple. And everyone who follows her kill with the sword." Because the priest had said, "Let her not be killed in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah." And they laid hands on her. And she went by the roadway by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was killed. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord Jehovah and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord Jehovah's people. Between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal, and broke it down, his altars and his images they broke in pieces thoroughly, and killed Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And he took the rulers over hundreds, and the captains, and the guard, and all the people of the land. And they brought down the king from the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the kings. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet, and they killed Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign over Judah. 3239 AH 803 BC.